Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 26. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. And then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Jacob was in a state of fear and distress. His brother Esau, the brother he had wronged, the brother who had vowed to kill him, was coming to meet Jacob with what seemed like an army. Jacob defaulted to his pattern of scheming and made a plan to soothe Esau with gifts. But that night, when he was alone, God appeared to him in the form of a man and wrestled with Jacob for hours of agonizing conflict. With the threat of Esau's revenge, Jacob knew his life of deceit was coming home to roost. He was helpless and hopeless, and he pleaded for God's blessing and protection. In a one-on-one encounter, God graciously blessed Jacob and changed his name to Israel. Israel means he strives with God. But God didn't stop with a name change. J.I. Packer says this: "God lamed Jacob, putting his thigh out of joint, to be a perpetual reminder in his flesh of his own spiritual weakness and his need to lean upon God, just as for the rest of his life he had to lean on a stick. There was no particle of self-reliance in Jacob by the time God finished with him." Like Jacob, self-reliance and past sins always come home to roost. Our crafty schemes just make things worse. We end up with our backs against the wall in danger of losing everything we love, everything God has blessed us with. In these times, prayer is not some flowery language or religious platitudes. It never is. It's always desperate cries for help. It's always just talking with God. We wrestle with God, pleading for his deliverance. So here are a couple talking points. Tell God how your sin of self-reliance has placed you in a desperate situation. Confess your helplessness and hopelessness without him. Plead for God's deliverance and blessing. And secondly, wrestling with God is not a quick conversation. Schedule a block of time where you can have a serious talk with the living God. And then keep wrestling with God to defeat the self-love and pride. Keep doing that throughout the day.